This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The new reporting tonight on that Chinese spy balloon as it floats over the United States heading east, carrying cameras and collecting intelligence. So why hasn't it been shot down?
Well, what the heck is that? That's not the sun.
The international crisis unfolding tonight with China's surveillance effort discovered. We have all the new details and the diplomatic fallout after the Secretary of State cancels his high-stakes trip to Beijing. Dangerous polar vortex. The brutal record-breaking cold temperatures felt by tens of millions. Warming centers open as it will feel like negative 15 in New York City, 30 below in Boston, and negative 40 degrees in Vermont. An American aid worker killed in Ukraine while helping civilians. CBS's Deborah Pata tonight speaking to his widow. Surprising jobs report, the lowest unemployment rate in over 50 years. But what does it mean for inflation? An update on the monkey business at the Dallas Zoo. A man is under arrest tonight, suspected of stealing two rare primates. And the connection with the clouded leopard set free. And on the road with a prescription for kindness.
You can see that one small act makes a difference.
This is the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, reporting from the nation's capital.
Good evening and thank you for joining us on this Friday night. Tonight, a life-threatening and brutal Arctic blast of cold air and strong winds are sending temperatures plunging for tens of millions of Americans. We've got our forecast tonight in just a moment. Plus, the other big story tonight, that Marine veteran working as an American aid worker killed in Ukraine in an ambulance while trying to help civilians. Well, tonight we speak with his widow about his heroic actions as Russian missiles rain down. But first, all eyes on the sky tonight, tracking that Chinese balloon as there are new questions about what the Chinese are spying on. The White House tonight saying it is keeping all options on the table. The Pentagon saying today they don't believe there are any weapons on board. And yet this is another hit to the already strained relationship between the U.S. and China. And now America's top diplomat is postponing a high-profile trip to Beijing just this weekend. We have all angles of this story covered, beginning with CBS's David Martin from the Pentagon.
The Chinese balloon is enormous, carrying a payload of cameras and antennas as big as two or three school buses. It is powered by solar panels and steered by a rudder as the prevailing winds push it eastward across the United States at an altitude of 60,000 feet. China says it's simply a weather balloon that lost its way, but U.S. officials don't believe it.
The fact is, we know that it's a surveillance balloon.
And the reason Secretary of State Blinken canceled his trip to meet with China's President Xi.
I made clear that the presence of this surveillance balloon in U.S. airspace is a clear violation of U.S. sovereignty and international law, that it's an irresponsible act.
It came over the Aleutian Islands and Canada and passed over Montana, where intercontinental ballistic missiles are based. Today, it was spotted over Missouri, where commercial pilots were warned to be on the lookout.
Kansas City Center, good morning. Derelict balloon after 11 o'clock.
This thing is weird.
Pentagon officials say it carries no weapons and is not likely to pick up any intelligence Chinese satellites haven't already collected in their frequent orbits over the U.S.
Are we certain about that? If we haven't actually captured the asset, if we haven't actually looked at the instrumentation, do we know exactly what we're dealing with?
Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher, chairman of the House Select Committee on China, says the military should have shot it down before it ever reached the lower 48.
We just have to send a signal that violations of our airspace, violations of our sovereignty like this will not be tolerated, and they'll be met with a strong response.
One official told CBS News President Biden initially wanted to shoot it down, but Pentagon leaders said it was too risky.
Any potential debris field would be significant and potentially cause civilian injuries or deaths or significant property damage.
The balloon is expected to be over the U.S. for a few more days and then out over the ocean. That will likely be the best chance to, as one official put it, dispose of it when it's safe. Nora?
All right, David Martin with that new reporting. Thank you very much. Want to bring in CBS News Chief Foreign Affairs Correspondent and moderator Face the Nation, Margaret Brennan. Margaret, good to have you. All right, that high-stakes meeting canceled. Did the U.S. have any choice?
No, this was just too politically difficult to go ahead with the trip. I mean, this was meant to lower tension, and it's done anything but because of what happened on the eve of that trip with this balloon. The U.S. is deeply skeptical of these claims that it is just a weather balloon that wandered off course. If so, why not call and alert the U.S.? Instead, they're using terms like unacceptable violation of sovereignty. I mean, that's a big claim there. And for Secretary Blinken, he said himself that it made it impossible to discuss the wide range of issues they needed to because this happened. And really, Nora, you know, the political heat in this town around China is rising, and it's increasingly bipartisan.
Yeah, but you can't have a Chinese aircraft in U.S. airspace. Seems like a dramatic escalation. What options does the U.S. have?
Well, the U.S. won't say this is it, but for the Biden administration, calling off the trip is a big reaction. The secretary did call in a top Chinese official for a scolding at the State Department Wednesday. He called his counterpart, Secretary Blinken, did this morning, and said we'll come in the future. But if you compare it to the Trump administration, when they caught espionage back in 2020, remember, they shuttered that Chinese consulate in Houston. This is more muted. The focus is on not escalating tension.
We'll be watching. Margaret Brennan, thank you so much, and we'll see you on Sunday. Now to the dangerously frigid temperatures threatening what's described by the National Weather Service as a once-in-a-generation cold. From the Midwest to New England, some cities could break records with wind chills of 50 or even 60 degrees below zero. We get more now from CBS's Nancy Chen.
The brutal cold came in with a fury. In Oswego, New York, frigid temperatures and howling winds blew in overnight, creating hazardous conditions. But it's New England that will feel the brunt of a polar vortex, bringing double-digit wind chills. In Boston, where the city has already declared a cold weather emergency, the deep freeze has forced school closures. At a city park, hats and gloves were left for anyone who needed them.
If someone's outside for a long period of time, definitely dangerous.
Across the city, dozens of warming centers have opened in preparation for temperatures that feel as cold as 33 below zero. But the misery will be shared. Wind chills could plunge to 15 below in New York City, 40 below in Burlington, Vermont, and 60 below in northern Maine by Saturday morning. Still, those temperatures are balmy in comparison to the top of New Hampshire's Mount Washington, the highest peak in the Northeast. Tonight, fierce wind chills could drop as low as 107 degrees below zero, with hurricane-force wind gusts up to 140 miles per hour. In the South, states are beginning to thaw. This week's massive ice storm led to at least 11 deaths, dangerous road conditions, and down power lines. In Texas, over 200,000 customers are still without power.
Our focus remains on getting power back on, clearing debris from roads, and helping everyone in our city return to normal.
Just about every corner of New England will be below zero at some point, with records expected to be smashed, including one set nearly 140 years ago, Nora.
That is really cold. Nancy Chen, thank you for being there. We appreciate it. So everybody wants to know, how long will this cold last? Well, let's bring in meteorologist Chris Warren from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening, Nora. It is going to be a quick shot of Arctic air, but it is going to be about as extreme as it gets. It is dangerous cold air that is going to be moving across the Northeast. Factor in the wind, and it is going to be extremely dangerous, potentially frostbite in a matter of minutes to your exposed skin. The potential tomorrow for seeing the readings drop down to 23 degrees below zero. Again, factor in the wind chill. Some areas it's going to be 50 degrees, what it feels like on your skin. This is some of the coldest air in years. By tomorrow morning, here's a look at some of those wind chills, dangerously cold. There will be some moderation on Saturday, more significant warming, Nora, by Sunday.
Chris, thank you. We've got an update now in that double murder trial of disgraced former attorney Alec Murdoch. Prosecutors today asked a judge to allow the son of Murdoch's longtime housekeeper to testify that Murdoch tried to steal millions of dollars in insurance money following her death. Well, the judge is considering whether to allow jurors to hear about Murdoch's multitude of alleged financial crimes as he stands trial for the murders of his wife and youngest son. Heading overseas to the war in Ukraine, the U.S. today pledged another $2 billion in military aid to Ukraine to help fight off Russia's brutal invasion. The news comes as we're learning more about a humanitarian aid worker from New Jersey who was killed while helping civilians in that war-torn country. CBS's Deborah Pata reports tonight from Kyiv.
Pete Reed was used to working under fire in some of the world's most perilous hotspots.
I wanted to thank all of our amazing volunteers that have helped us out this year in missions across Iraq and Mexico and Ukraine.
First as a decorated Marine, then for nearly a decade as a humanitarian aid worker providing medical services in war zones, like here, helping to save a life in the fight against ISIS in northern Iraq in 2016. Working alongside him in that video is his wife, Alex Potter, a photojournalist and trained nurse whom we spoke to by phone as she was en route to Poland to begin the painful task of bringing her husband's body back home.
Through a year of Mosul, time in Yemen and other places, he's always kept everybody else around him safe.
So it came as no surprise to learn that Reed's ambulance was helping to evacuate people from one of the most dangerous front lines of the war in Ukraine, the town of Bakhmut. Reed got a call from another evacuation team that had been injured and rushed to help. Then his ambulance was hit.
I heard from someone that he was protecting someone else with his body when he died.
Alex said it is what he loved doing and what he ultimately gave his life for.
He just loved everybody so well. He was really special.
Deborah Pata, CBS News, Kyiv.
May he rest in peace. Back here at home now to the economy and the surprising monthly jobs report. U.S. employers added 517,000 jobs in January, and the unemployment rate fell to 3.4%. That is the lowest it's been in more than half a century. Stocks, however, fell over concerns that the strong labor report will mean the Federal Reserve will keep raising those interest rates. CBS's Carter Evans has more.
Business is back at the Talleyrand restaurant in Burbank, California. Owner Karen Ross says she just made five new hires.
How have things changed?
I've had in the last 2-3 months more applications than I've seen on my desk in 4 years. An abundance of people looking for work.
Jobs in hospitality and leisure got the biggest boost, with restaurants and bars accounting for one out of every five hires in January. In all, more than 500,000 jobs were created, nearly triple expectations. And today, President Biden took a victory lap.
We have created more jobs in 2 years than any presidential term.
You look at all the data from the labor market right now, and there's no sign that we're about to tip into a recession.
But economist Nick Bunker with the job posting site Indeed.com says there are still caution signs.
The cautious part of my optimism comes from how this data is interpreted by policymakers, particularly the Federal Reserve.
With the Fed raising interest rates at the fastest clip in 40 years, some business leaders have been preparing for a recession. The tech industry cut almost 100,000 jobs in 2022, and the layoffs are accelerating. Just last month, almost 42,000 tech jobs were lost.
The tech sector is actually a very small percent of the overall labor market. What would concern me is if we start hearing these sorts of announcements from companies like Walmart or large fast food chains.
Are you still hiring?
Still hiring.
But Karen Ross is still struggling with inflation.
The profit margin is very, very tight. We can only raise our prices so much.
Now, inflation has been declining in recent months, but it's still stubbornly high. And after today's blockbuster jobs report, many Fed watchers think the central bank is almost sure to raise rates above 5% in May. Nora?
Carter Evans, thank you so much. Well, the economy will certainly be a focus of next week's State of the Union address. CBS News primetime coverage of President Biden's second State of the Union and the Republican response begins Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on CBS. And we hope that you can join us. Police say that they've caught the suspect behind a string of mysterious incidents at the Dallas Zoo, including the theft of those two monkeys. We've got details next.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
We have some breaking news. A sixth Memphis police officer has been fired following the violent death of Tyree Nichols. The Memphis Police Department said Preston Hemphill was fired for violations of personal conduct, truthfulness, and compliance with regulations when it comes to the use of his taser. Five other officers were fired and criminally charged. To Texas now, where police say they've arrested a man who stole two monkeys this week from the Dallas Zoo. The 24-year-old suspect is charged with multiple counts of animal cruelty and burglary in connection with other incidents at the zoo where animal enclosures were cut open. Police say he was arrested Thursday after visiting the Dallas Aquarium. The stolen monkeys appeared to be unharmed when they were found inside an abandoned house. Big changes aimed at keeping kids healthy could be coming now to school meals. We're going to dig into the details. News today that the FAA is investigating what happened at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey when two United Airlines jets clipped wings today. A plane parked at a gate was clipped by an empty plane that was parking at the next gate. No one was hurt, but passengers on the jet that was hit had to switch to another plane. Well, for millions of kids, big changes could be coming to the school cafeteria menu. The Agriculture Department is proposing new nutrition standards for school meals. For the first time ever, officials are recommending limits on added sugars in sweetened foods, including cereals, yogurt, flavored milk, and breakfast pastries. The plan also calls for a gradual 30% cut in salt by 2029. A 60-day public comment period on the plan opens next week. Sounds like a good idea. All right, an Alabama man's generosity is exposed, and it's starting a movement to help those in need. That's On the Road. It's next.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Finally tonight, with all the anger and hate we see in the world today, it is nice to remember that there are still some people out there with a good heart. Here's CBS's Steve Hartman on the road.
If you need your faith in humanity restored, the pharmacy in Geraldine, Alabama has just the medicine. A story of kindness that began 10 years ago when a man walked in and asked to speak with pharmacist Brooke Walker.
So I assumed that he needed counseled on a medication. And that's when he said, you know, do you ever have anybody that can't pay for their medicine?
Brooke said, all the time.
And he said, next time that happens, I want you to use this.
He handed her a $100 bill, the first of many $100 bills he would donate, anonymously, to help those in Geraldine who can't afford their prescriptions. People like Bree Slogater.
To be honest, I was desperate. I was like, what am I gonna do? I was defeated. And she said, it's taken care of. And I said, how?
No one in Geraldine knew how. No one knew who. Until a few weeks ago, when the donor died and the story came out. His name? Hody Childress, an Air Force veteran and farmer. These are his children, Doug and Tanya.
So when you heard of this secret, were you surprised?
No. He was not a wealthy man, but he was probably the richest man on earth with his heart.
Yes. He would say he's building up his riches for eternity, not for here.
In fact, they say Hody was near broke after spending more than $10,000 on other people's prescriptions. The high cost of prescription drugs is a problem that extends well beyond rural Alabama, and a humble farmer can only do so much to fix it. But, as is often the case with kindness, sometimes a small deed can start a monumental movement.
Are you aware of what's going on?
Oh, we're aware. It's global. It's just blown our mind.
That one small act makes a difference.
Proof of that now shows up every day in the pharmacy mailbox. Folks either donating to keep the fund going in Geraldine or pledging to start a fund at their pharmacy. Doug and Tanya say that generosity doesn't take away their pain.
Sure do miss you, Dad.
But it does give it purpose.
You made a big impression on people.
Steve Hartman, on the road in Geraldine, Alabama.
Every act of kindness makes a difference. Good night. Have a good weekend.
If you enjoy tuning into the CBS Evening News, there are official t-shirts, hats, mugs, and more available for purchase at ParamountShop.com. These products are perfect for any fan of evening news, and you can take 20% off with code EVENING20. That's 20% off all CBS Evening News products with code EVENING20 at ParamountShop.com.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.